Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy, what's today, April 24th?
Yeah.
April 24th.
We're almost to May, people.
I don't know what that means.
We are T-minus 2 days away from our statewide Booyah Better Than Yours prom.
Is that what we're calling it now?
That's what I want to call it.
No, that's cool. I like that.
The Better Than Yours prom.
You can get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com and all the information there as well.
Interns with us today.
Morning.
Good morning, interns.
You guys are so talkative.
I know.
You see, as that's the week progresses, this is what happens. Your body starts desiring and craving more sleep, and you're giving it less and less. And so by Friday, you guys are going to be asleep on the floor. So...
We'll bring the mic down there.
It's a natural process of things.
Exactly. You liking your schedule so far?
Well, actually, it's not too bad.
No?
The getting off at noon part's pretty awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Exactly. So there it is. You got a whole day. So it's like, yeah, I got a whole day to take a nap.
Oh, look, our phone's ringing.
Because you're going to be sleeping. All right, fine.
Wonder who it could be.
Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
No way!
This is.
What? I don't believe it.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Surprise. No. Spoiler alert. Shocker ending. It's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie where you thought you were going one direction. Turns out.
And then you had no reason to be afraid. Ugh.
Yeah.
That movie made me mad.
So how are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I can tell you guys have some interns in there, huh?
Hey.
How could you tell?
I can tell you.
I've been listening in since the show started.
Oh, yeah. 4 seconds ago.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a good listener.
That'd be awesome.
All right, so this morning I want to do something different, Matthew, because you call every single day. I thought today we would try and test out the interview skills of our interns, because, you know, a big part of radio is interviewing people, and there's no one better to interview than Matthew, because he usually just skips over your questions and then talks about what he wants to talk about. So, if you can get him to answer 3 questions, you win. All right.
All right.
So, we're going to start off this morning alternating between each one of you. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Nico's going to go first. Wow. All right. Look at that.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So, what is your favorite part of calling in every morning, Matthew?
That's a good question.
Well, let's see. My favorite part of calling in every morning is basically just talking to Steve-O and Mitch.
All right.
These guys are so awesome. They make me really look forward to, you know, each morning.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, anything else?
Well, Matthew,
no pressure.
When did you know that you wanted to be a regular on radio?
Well, what I was thinking is because I think I tuned in like it was a morning or something on my bus. It was like April or something in 2012. And then I heard the Old Man and the Steve program, and I'm like, wow, I really like the station. I want to call in someday, you know, and hopefully I can start, you know, becoming on the radio.
And was it just addicting?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think the word you're looking for is addictive. Was it addictive?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it addicting? Okay. I don't even...
Is it addicting to call in?
It's a real word.
It's addictive. It's addictive.
Wait, what?
Was it addictive? Okay.
They're both real words.
Are you a dictator?
Am I addicted to calling in?
No, are you a dictator?
No, okay.
Are you a ruler?
I'm a dictator. I'm not a dictator.
Do you have a regime on your bus? I think that was what he was looking for.
Steve-O's so silly.
I know, Steve-O, he's just hilarious.
Yeah.
Are we still doing this?
Yes, okay. Go for it.
You can't say this is what happens.
Why is it
you can't let the interviewee derail you, because sometimes they'll go on rabbit trails, and you got to learn. One big thing in radio is you got to make sure you only ask one question, because if you ask 2 questions within a question, they'll pick the one they want to answer, and they skip over the good answer.
It's
good
not
question.
Okay. Good.
This is exactly. True. See?
Exactly.
Training you in radio. So, there you go.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, Steve, these guys are
going to
do great. I can tell you that.
Oh, Matthew. Thank
you're
you.
Learning amazing. From such a great guy.
Oh, wow. I mean, stop it. Stop it.
Keep
first
going.
Of all, you're Michelle's
you're
a girl.
Awesome.
She's a girl.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah. But they are learning from the best right there.
Exactly.
Teamwork. We're a team. Okay, go.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is
where you
right?
get stuck,
right.
because it's easy to ask like 2 questions.
How do you end the interview?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you do your hair?
How do I do my hair? Well, I try to do it, like, as professional as I can because, you know, it looks nicer that way, you know, nothing trashy or all,
yeah,
you know.
Of course.
Nothing trashy.
Nothing.
Everyone looks trashy.
Right. It looks better on me, though.
Right.
Makes sense.
You're the best, Matthew.
Dude, you're fantastic.
Oh, you're welcome, guys.
Thank you for playing along. What can we play for you this morning?
No, Nico gets a third. Did Nico get a third question? Did you get a third question?
I was actually just about to end it, kind of like that.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah, I gotta end the interview.
So
I can end it.
You just tried to end it for them.
Well, because you never give me a chance to end the interview, so I was taking over.
Wow.
That's true. I'm fine with that.
No, you know what? Go for it.
I'm just gonna stand
right. Go for it.
Okay. So, last question, Matthew. When's your new album coming out?
My new album?
Yeah.
Really? I don't do albums.
What?
Oh, yeah. What? Wait, what?
Who are you? Who are we interviewing, Steve-O?
This is Matthew from Albuquerque. Who'd you guys think of?
Oh.
Yeah, this is not Matthew McDonald from the Classic Crime.
Dang it.
They sound very, very similar.
Exactly.
I know.
The same.
We were talking about him yesterday because we got a new track from him yesterday.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque, not Matthew McDonald.
Matthew, dang, did you know that you sound like a famous person?
Wow.
I never knew that.
Now you do.
Wow. We could be related for all I know.
You could.
You could. Those first
you
names.
You could. Those first names. You should look up the family tree of Matthew. Actually, if you look at Matthew chapter 1, there's a pretty extensive family tree.
Lineage right there.
Yeah, some serious.
I'll look it up. There. I'll have to go get my Bible out
for you. There you go. Boom.
Chapter 1, verse 1.
Go read that. There's a lot of begetting. A lot of begotten. A lot to begotten.
Anyway.
Begotten.
Would you like to end the interview?
What do you want to hear today, Matthew?
Let's see. This morning I want some more, what's it called, the temper trap.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Hey, and I would also like to offer some words of wisdom to those interns in the room right there.
Really?
Words of wisdom. Man, you can't go wrong with
that.
Please do.
Okay, guys. Hey, listen. If at first you don't succeed, try again. So just keep trying. You guys will get there someday.
Wow.
Boom, thank you, Matthew. Thank you.
The more you know. Yes.
It's definitely a 90s song that you just quoted.
Yeah.
That was good.
Anyways, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. You guys have a nice, great day.
You too, Matthew.
You too, Matthew.
All right,
bye. Bye-bye. Matthew from Albuquerque.
What a sweet kid.
And what was possibly... I forgot to ask him my question!
What is your problem?
I wanted to know what his favorite question was from the interview, because then, you know, the winner was going to get a point in my mind.
You keep track of those.
So there's only one stall to scrub, and so the loser...
Really? There's only one stall in there?
You guys have multiple stalls? Oh, I guess that makes sense because you're girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's only one for the boys.
Ugh, I'm
so
sorry.
You have to, like, wait in line, right?
So creepy.
And then
yelled at.
Chances are, if the standing uppy thingy, what
urinal?
Is that called? Yeah, that thing. If that's taken and somebody else goes in there and they're not sitting, chances are you got to do some, like, groundwork and cleaning anyways because you're like, really, bro? What are we, five? You can't lift the seat? Really? So it's really awful having only one. Can I just say that?
I'm sorry.
I mean, I just did, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't have to ask if I can
say
it.
I don't know what to say to this.
I said it anyways.
Ooh,
that's one
call.
Thing you guys are going to learn. Yeah. We only have one. One. Yeah.
Great.
Inevitably, somebody forgets to lift the seat, and then you're like, oh, cool, I didn't realize I was doing work.
In the girls' bathroom, we have multiple stalls and lotion and deodorant and hairspray.
Wow.
And couches.
You have hairspray?
There's hairspray in there.
Wow. There's a violin player, too.
Yes. And someone hand us our towels after we wash our hands.
Wow, that's incredible. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you guys were... giving some prizes away, so I heard the Jeopardy music, so I just was calling in.
Yeah, sorry, we already found a winner. we already gave it
away. Oh, darn it, what was the prize?
Yeah, tickets to prom. Yeah, we were giving away tickets to prom.
And tickets to space.
Yeah, and space, we're going to Mars.
Ooh.
Going to Mars.
What? Mars?
Yeah, we got the link that people can sign up.
Yeah, so those have already been given away.
I have a friend that goes to Mars.
There's really a people like Colin that are going to colonize Mars. This is a true story.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny. I'm totally serious right now.
Shut the front door. No way.
No, the front door is shut. I'm serious. It's a true story.
Mars. Wow.
Mars.
Mars.
Like for the rest
Mars.
Of their lives?
Yes.
For the rest
They're
of their
not,
lives.
No, it's one-way
it's
ticket.
It's a one-way trip. This gajillionaire has decided. First of all, I found out it was the founder of PayPal.
No way.
Yeah. It's like, he's like this really eccentric gajillionaire who decided, we're going to colonize Mars.
It's
true.
He's doing it. So
I was reading about it.
So we got tickets to that.
So we got tickets to that or
and,
prom.
And gave them away.
So yeah, we gave them away.
I'm actually Oh, wait, I hear a third, wait, am I... I just barely awake. I'm hearing a third voice.
Yeah, there's four of us in here, actually. We got our interns. We got our interns. Yeah. So.
Oh, my gosh. You mean Creepy Caleb and that other cat?
Yeah, that other cat. Yep. That other cat, yeah. Nico.
Goles.
Hi, Nico. Hi, Nico. Goles, nice
if you
to meet
will.
You.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Oh, my gosh. Creepy Caleb on the radio, like, for real, for more than just a call-in.
For real.
That's super fresh. Yeah, how are they doing?
Well, you can talk to them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Hi, Nico, and hi, Creepy Caleb. So, when did you guys start?
Monday.
Yep.
Okay. How are they being to you?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. And what's your purpose for being interns?
Ooh, that's a good question. They want to be on the radio.
Good place to hide some things.
Good place to hide some things. Yes. Sir.
Of course.
Now, are you getting credit for school?
Yes,
ma'am.
It's like a great mom question. Are you having a good day? Did you pack your lunch?
Okay, well, actually, speaking of your lunch, I did hear you guys yesterday, and kudos to the whole, I wanted to know, how were you guys with Steve-O at the game last night?
What was the game?
I went to a Little League last night, which is weird, because I didn't post anything on that. How did you know?
Well, because you talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And you were talking about the blood red snow cone for $3.
just making me nervous there for a second. I'm like, were you there last night?
See how I derailed the conversation?
See,
but here's
the
truth.
That's what Callie Deb does, bro.
Here's the truth. He did a really good job, and he didn't spend over $1.50.
Thank you very much for bringing that up. Oh, that's the wrong one.
You know what? I can't believe that Ben Affleck's down with this whole thing. Is he like that for real?
Listen to me. If you're just joining us, yesterday we were talking about Ben Affleck, who decided he's going to live off $1.50 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we determined that for the rest of the week we were going to try and live off of that, not realizing that Friday's prom and we've got it. Like,
oh, John.
Yeah, so that's not going to work. So I'm ending it today.
What?
I got to be honest. I got to end this bad boy.
That's fine with me.
Because last night,
hey, when it's like red carpet, do you think Ben Affleck's going, oh, sorry,
right.
Red carpet, nice, champagne, right. Can't do it.
Well, that's no. Ben Affleck.
Let's be honest. Last night, I went to Little League, and I was there, and I was quite parched and hungry, and I had a decision to make. Because I couldn't buy food and a drink because it was so expensive, but I could only choose one, and my hunger pains took over. And so I went over there, and I was like, oh, man, what do I want? Wow, everything's at least $2.
Is this a confession?
No, listen, because I actually texted Mitch a photo saying, you better adhere to this, because I'm standing in line, I'm looking, everything's like $2, $2, $2. Ooh, $1.50, pretzel! $1.75, pretzel with cheese.
$1.75.
And I'm like, son of a gun.
Oh, you didn't tell me it was only a quarter. I could have loaned you a quarter.
I will fight you to the doom.
I didn't spend my $1.50 at all.
Oh.
Nothing.
So I'm standing in line and it's like, choices. Do I be a man of integrity and stick to this pretzel that's going to get lodged in my throat because there's no lubricant for it to like make its way into my belly, i.e. the cheese? Or do I just not tell anybody? You know, because that's how I roll. And the fact of the matter was, I bought a pretzel with no cheese.
Oh. Wow.
Thank you.
Well done.
Good job.
Thank you.
Ben Affleck would be so proud of you.
I was wanting to do the right thing, and it was just like, how you like them apples? And nobody got it. There were no apples to be gotten. So, yeah.
Hey, I have a good question, though.
Yeah.
The most important thing.
Yeah.
Did the kids win the game?
Oh.
Actually, in Luke's league, it's one of those, like, everybody wins type things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's nice.
However, if we were keeping score, my kiddos' team got destroyed yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
These other
poor
kids,
baby.
These Braves. These Braves. These Braves. He had a fantastic game, though. And had a blast,
right.
And he didn't care. It was like, score? About? Who cares?
All right, you guys. Well, I love you, and I will see you soon. And interns, good luck, and have a good time.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace out.
Callie Deb. All right, later. Callie Deb, everybody. Now, before we move on, can I just say one thing? Callie Deb, super rad person.
Yep.
She would be really mad for me saying this, but I'm going to say it anyways. Because she calls in randomly, and she's got this crazy character, and she's kind of insane and hilarious and awesome. She actually purchased prom tickets Now, she's not of prom age, but she knew that and bought prom tickets in order for us to give them away. So the tickets that we've been, you know, how we're going out and about and like giving away tickets, Callie Deb purchased those tickets for us to give them away to listeners. How cool is that?
Oh. There you go.
Callie Deb.
Super awesome.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Dang, she dude, is. The phone line's blowing up this morning. Static.
Hello.
What? Oh, what? It's like everybody
Where
has to call
been?
In. This is Pool Boy from Cruces. Pool Boy from Cruces. Interns.
Hola.
Interns.
This is Colas. We've got Creepy Caleb, and we have Colas.
Hello.
Creepy Caleb, the guy about burying bodies?
Yes, yes. He's now interning here.
Caleb, dude, they're after you. Run.
Dude, pray for us. He's in studio with us. We've seen his face. I mean, I don't know what to do.
He's got scars all over.
I feel like he's trying to trick us by showing us his face.
Yeah, you guys are in for a long run, buddies.
Well, all right.
Good morning. Is that it?
So, I haven't really been listening too much. I've been, like, crazy busy because this sun wants to come out and people want to swim.
Ah, yes. Been taking care of them pools.
Oh, my God. We're opening pools. It's crazy, dude. It's so busy.
Dude, I hear you. I hear you. The phone lines have been crazy today.
Remember?
Well, I think a good place to bury a body would be underneath a cover when we winterize a pool. How about that, Caleb?
Wow.
It would be probably good just for the winter, but you'd eventually be found in the summer.
Yeah, in the spring when you go to clean it, I'm pretty sure.
There's these winter covers, and they lock down onto the deck with these bolts and stuff. And one time he opened the cover, he was telling me, and he found a dog. And when he tried to use the pole and the net to move it, it just fell apart.
Oh, my.
Dog.
Dissolved into the pool right there.
So the later people keep their pool closed, the worse it's going to get. So I'm hoping everybody opens up early.
Dude, that gives new meaning to the phrase, a doggy paddle.
Oh.
You know what? Because the dog... Here, let me explain the joke real quick. So there was a dog in the pool, right? But then it like disintegrated. So when you're swimming in dog. So you're literally doggy paddling. See what I did? I took a common phrase and I made... Okay. Just want to make sure.
It's pretty gross. Some people's pools look like swamps when we open them. You can't even see the first step going into the pool.
And
it's so weird because all we do is we clean it, we backwash the filter, let it run for a couple of days, and then it clears up like a brand new pool. But in my mind, I'm like, I wouldn't swim in it. Now that I know it looked like that before, it's pretty nasty. Yeah, so I don't know. It's all in a day's work.
Well, if the body just disintegrates, then that might not be too bad of an idea.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
All right, guys. Hey, you interns. You guys be good.
All right.
Will do.
There it
Take
is.
It easy.
You listen
right,
to him.
Love you guys. Later.
Love you, too, bro. All right. Bull Boy from Cruces. Wow. Phone lines. It's already 6:30.
Oh, no, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's 6:30. So here's what we're going to do. We will play Matthew from Albuquerque's request for the Temper Trap. The song's called Love Lost. And then we got some breaking news. Right, Michelle?
Totally.
She's so prepared.
Yes.
That's how you work. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Temper Trap. Love Lost. Static Radio. Good morning. 6:34 now. A little behind schedule.
I'm a little afraid of this first one. Okay.
Thanks to Matthew from Albuquerque, Callie Deb, and Pool Boy from Cruces.
Everyone just calling in like
so
crazy.
Okay, so next, let's see. We need Bill Peterson. We need... Who else do we need? We need
Shane.
No Name. We need Shane.
Fireman.
Thebes is a little
Fireman
busy.
Wiggins.
Fireman Wiggins. This is true. Oh, good job. Good job there, Colas.
Thanks.
Like it. All right. But now, it's Wed News Day. Time for breaking news.
Yeah. Breaking news. Police in Florida are investigating how a man was crushed by a bowling pin machine. This is just for us. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
We were just there.
I know. A family was bowling on Sunday afternoon in Rocket Lanes when the pin machine got stuck. According to a worker, the family kept hitting the lane reset button. She looked down and saw an arm hanging out of the machine.
Oh my gosh.
The dude was working on the machine but had not turned it off. Three employees worked frantically to free him. He's listed in critical condition.
Oh, so he didn't die yet?
No.
Oh,
well, he's not doing well, if anything.
Oh, he's
it's so sad.
Oh.
That scares me. Can you imagine yesterday we're bowling? Ha ha, great time. What is that, an arm? Oh, it'd be awful.
I don't have to imagine that because there was a team right next to us who had a mannequin that kept like scratching my back and like grabbing at people's shoulders with these fake arms.
They literally brought an entire mannequin.
Yeah, true story.
To the bowling alley.
Yesterday, our amazing boss, Skip, took us all bowling, like the entire staff bowling. Yeah, so we were all bowling. It was pretty amazing. And yeah, there were some shenanigans that went down.
Yeah.
And none of them were from my team. My team just bowled.
Your team was like stupidly competitive. Oh no, can I say this again?
I don't know
again?
If you knew this. We're boys. Everything's a competition with us.
No.
Which can
your
I point
team
out
was stupidly competitive.
I almost doubled your score the last time. I was very upset I did
and
not double.
How did you end up not doubling my score?
Well, I was more than doubling your score, and so I said, you know what, this round, I want to double your score because that's how badly I want to beat you because it's competition and I have to destroy you.
And then what happened?
And then the 10th frame, it was down to the very end.
My last
and,
bowling.
Or your la- this is it. And so I'm waiting, and it's like, well, obviously she's going to gutter ball it and then get like a 6 or something. I've already doubled her score, so I'm good. And you got a strike.
Yay!
And I was like, dude.
A strike!
Oh, crap. Now, okay, that's going to be a little tough, but I can, because I had already gotten six. Yeah. I had like 6 strikes at this point. I had a really, that was like one of my best bowling games I've ever had in my life. And so I'm like, okay, 1 strike, that's cool. So then you get another chance because it's the 10th frame,
right.
So you get to do it again. And you got a strike. And so then you got to go again, and then at this point I started to like minorly panic because I was like, well, that's 2 strikes. I'm going to have to at least get a strike or a spare, and then my 10th frame has to be pretty solid,
right.
Because I'm not doubling her score yet. And then you got a 3rd strike.
Yes! Oh! 3 strikes in my last frame.
You got
amazing.
3 strikes. 3 strikes! Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Sport.
That's
yeah,
good.
In baseball,
like
I've been out.
Thank you.
Yep,
yeah.
Good job.
That was stellar. So you ended up with a 94. And
I didn't even break 100.
I was so bummed because
I
ended with 175. And that apparently
was that your
not,
best game?
That was my best game, 175.
That's
yeah.
impressive.
Thanks. Just
wait, hold on. Okay.
Not nearly as impressive. Static!
Hey.
Hey.
I don't call in. I make comments on Facebook.
Oh,
okay.
Who is this?
This is Bill. Welcome.
This is Bill Peterson. Yes,
it's true.
Oh. Yeah, but if I tell you, you'll call. This is how awesome you are.
Because I'm always listening.
Yes. Speaking of, I've been meaning to talk to you. I don't know if you noticed this last weekend, but how about them Detroit Tigers? Huh? Huh?
You know what? I do have a little present for you. It's a little mini Angels helmet.
Yeah! I'll accept that.
We're not going to talk about this weekend's
yeah.
games. Okay?
Yeah. The Detroit Tigers may have gotten swept by the Angels this last week. It was really good. Yeah.
Oh, so that's
may
what you
mentioned. May have. However, I will say my absolute favorite player in the universe, I got to meet him last year, plays for the Angels, Torrey Hunter,
yeah.
remember?
Mm-hmm.
He plays for the Tigers now. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was his first trip to Anaheim as a Tiger, and it was amazing because the crowd just standing ovation,
aww.
And he tipped his cap, and I shed tears, and it was beautiful. So
we have a very long season ahead of us. So,
so do we. It's okay. Yeah, long season isn't bad for us, man. The Angels aren't looking so good, except when we play the Tigers. So.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bill Peterson, everyone.
He called in.
One of my absolute favorite people.
Okay.
He's super fresh. Are you ready?
He's pretty great, and
he's
I
good
am
dude.
Ready.
All right.
Breaking.
Oh, no! No, Brady!
No.
What?
What just
you
happened?
Intern! Call us!
I think I was before the
okay,
the
you beat
setup.
It. You beat okay. it. Okay, what do you what do you need? What could you possibly need?
So, swept.
Swept.
Is this the same as like a shutout?
No, this is it. These are good
What's
questions.
A shutout?
These are really good questions. A shutout is if a pitcher, you know this, like a complete game
oh,
shutout.
Oh, I know this.
Well, complete game shutout? Okay, a shutout is when if my team played your team and
shut
you
out.
Guys scored 0, none, shut you out, none points.
Okay.
A sweep is we played a 3-game series with them and we beat them all three games.
Got
we
it.
Swept them. We just
okay.
you just sweep them.
Okay.
It's like, you know, know. It's like in dating.
With a broom.
You sweep them off their feet. We just carried them away.
That's not like dating at all.
No, we swept them. We won all three games.
Why are there all these terms?
I don't know.
Are those, like... Do they play them only three times?
No, there's 162 games in the season, so there's like a series. You don't just play them one time and then go into another team and then you, yeah.
It's 6:41.
Oh, you're bored. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Sorry,
Mitch.
Breaking news. Einstein the goldfish, who had lost the ability to swim, is afloat once more after his owner in England made him a special buoyant frame.
What?
Einstein developed swim bladder disease, which caused him to turn upside down and sink to the bottom of his tank. His owner was so distressed by the sight of his struggling pet, he knew he had to take matters into his own hands. He made Einstein a floating frame by recycled tubing, which fits perfectly over the fish's 2-inch long body.
That's ridiculous. Does he know that it's going to be dead in like 2 weeks?
It's a goldfish.
It's a goldfish. I think my goldfish, like a month is like the longest any of our goldfish ever lasted. It was like, oh, wow.
But then they're in the tank for like 6 more months. So.
Right. So, yeah.
Gross.
It's goldfish. Dude, you're right. They're like 18 cents.
I know.
You know, just so you know.
Whatever.
Okay.
Breaking news. The survival of an endangered lake, which may depend on two people, and all they want to do is ignore each other. Manuel Segovia and Isidro Velasquez, the last speakers of a language called Ayapaneco, live less than half a mile away from each other in Ayapa, Mexico. But no matter how precious the cultural implications of keeping their language alive are, they are not going to speak to each other. An article in The Guardian notes that it is not clear whether there is a long-buried argument between their mutual avoidance, but people who know them say they have never really enjoyed each other's company.
Wow. They're going to let a language die.
Because they don't like each other.
That's crazy.
Real mature.
That's taking it to like a new level. Wow.
Yeah.
That wins for like, it's the word I'm looking for, interns.
Immaturity?
No.
Stupid.
No. No.
Keep going.
Stubbornness.
What was the previous phrase?
Pride.
That wins for...
Pride.
That's a good one. No. Prize. That wins for prize. No. What's the word I'm looking for, guys?
I don't know.
What does it rhyme with?
Well, if I knew what it rhymed with, I could probably just say the word, Michelle. It's very grown up of you.
What does it start with?
Very, very grown up of you.
Oh, that wins for...
Man.
Okay, immaturity is the word you were looking for because you are being...
Fried chicken.
I said that.
Fried chicken. That wins for fried chicken.
Got it.
I'm trying to start new phrases. That's what
I
was.
I believe it.
That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's breaking news?
Yes.
Oh.
You prolonged it for like 10 minutes longer than it should have been.
Oh, okay. All right.
Next up, birthdays in 2 minutes.
That's yeah, if you have a birthday you would like to get a shout out for, studio@mystaticradio.com. All you got to do. Get there. And email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. Right around the corner. Birthdays. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Dun-dun. Good morning.
We're a little loud there.
Just blew you out of the water.
No big deal.
It's cool.
Here we go.
It's the build. Good morning. It is Wednesday, one of my favorite days of the week. It's comic book day.
That was just Wed News Day that you just heard.
New comics come out today. It is Wed News Day, which is where we got breaking news going in the first place.
Yep.
It is Shock Therapy Live Day. Yeah. Yeah. Which is one of my favorite hours of programming here on Static Radio. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. And right now, it's time for birthdays. Huh?
Yeah. Birthdays.
Yeah.
Excitement.
Totally.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. Hey, Stever.
Hey. Three strikes in baseball, you're out. Three strikes in
bowling.
Bowling.
You're a turkey.
What does that even mean?
I was going to ask.
Yeah, you're a turkey.
That's a turkey?
You're a turkey.
It means you're really
what's four?
Good tasting bird.
Four.
There's no.
Okay, it's the 114th day of 2013. There's 251 days remaining. Till New Year's
and
Steve-O's big party.
We're all going to.
Stop inviting people.
Yeah.
Everyone's invited. See you there.
Yeah, that's not going to stress my wife out at all. At all.
Okay. So, it doesn't say what he was in, but he's an actor and a comedian.
Oh.
Seinfeld.
No. He's an entertainer.
Can you give us a hint? Can you give?
I just did.
He's Richard Pryor.
Oh, his name is Cedric.
Cedric the Entertainer. Sorry.
Totally.
I say he's an entertainer.
Can you give me a hint?
I know that guy.
Yeah. Come on, Cedric the Entertainer. He's
all right, how old is Cedric?
Yeah. I didn't even know he was still alive.
Oh, stop it.
Wow.
I really didn't. I don't know who he is.
Wow.
I don't know who he is.
You don't know who Cedric the Entertainer is?
Nope, I've heard
yes,
the name.
Yes, you do.
And you're the only person in this room.
Have you ever seen Barber Shop with Ice Cube?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen that. Are you kidding me?
I've seen clips.
He's the older looking dude with like, wait, am I thinking of Barber Shop or the other Ice Cube movie? He's in every Ice Cube movie as like the short guy.
I know who you're talking about. Okay.
How old is he?
47.
No way. He's in his 60s.
No, he is not.
60.
Cedric the Entertainer is not in his 60s.
No, he's not. He's 49.
Oh.
So close!
All right. Now, the only movie that I really care that this person was in, they were in with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, but I don't know that one.
It was Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Shirley MacLaine.
Oh. Can I come in there and hug you?
No. We don't have time for that.
That summer. Was awesome.
Come on.
Dude, you're welcome.
That was awesome.
Can I just get here? Hold on. Yeah, right there. Right there.
He doesn't need any more people handing him his ego. Yeah,
No.
It
has nothing to do with the ego.
No.
It's everything.
It's pretty good.
Love you, bro.
Love you too, bro. Right there.
Oh, here's your ego. I'm sorry.
Dude. Boom.
Also, in terms of endearment and Steel Magnolias.
Yeah. Also, from 17 other past lives.
Stop.
And she lives in Santa Fe.
Does she believe in reincarnation?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's an interesting fellow.
She is on
Downton Abbey.
No, but...
No, she is not.
Yes, she is.
Who is she?
She's on Downton Abbey. She's,
Who is she?
The old redhead.
She's coming back next year, I guess.
Oh, she's Cora's mom.
Okay.
She's Cora's mom.
Oh, that's
she
Shirley
She lives in
McClane.
Santa Fe and she believes that she's like a duck in a past life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's had all these crazy lives. Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
She seems really kind.
54.
54? Really?
I don't know how old she is.
Go for it, Steve-O.
I was going to say 72.
No, she doesn't look that old, does she?
She'd be pleased with both of you.
Oh, yeah, she's 70s?
79.
Yeah, ooh. Dude. Yeah. See, come on, us closer. Still wanted to be kind to Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, okay. Don't worry, she has a billion other lives.
I think the only reason I realized, because Two Mules for Sister Sarah was a very early Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, it was.
Very early Clint
All right,
Eastwood.
Another audio hint. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, next birthday, this guy was in Michael Clayton.
George Clooney.
And Roseanne.
John Goodman.
He played Danny in Caddyshack. Yeah.
Is there an audio clip with this?
Mm.
I have no idea.
Apparently not.
Really? Steve-O? Danny in Caddyshack?
He never saw Caddyshack.
I've never seen Caddyshack.
Oh.
I've never seen...
Okay,
there's no audio clip!
You said there was an audio clip.
Sorry. There it is.
There you go. I was wondering, I was like, there was no,
I
there's
the
been no music this whole time.
Okay. Well, I was giving you
it's
hints.
It's been like dry this whole time.
This was your audio clip.
Oh, okay.
So his name's Michael O'Keefe.
Oh, of course, Michael O'Keefe.
But he played Danny in Caddyshack.
Who was he on Roseanne? Because there was only two males, and it was John Goodman
and the son.
And Tom Arnold.
No, not true.
Oh, and the son, yeah.
Not true.
And the son who's...
When you see his picture, you'll go, character actor guy.
Oh, okay. He was in Caddyshack, so he's got to be 63.
How old? I need help.
I have no idea.
I say 63.
62.
58.
Oh!
I was closer, but I'm still over, so we both lose.
Bam, bam, bam,
all right. Sorry. this time I actually will give you the audio.
Oh, okay, good.
And actually, this one, if ever I was going to like throw out a shout out to the old man,
mm-hmm.
it would be on this one.
James Taylor.
No.
sounds like something he'd play.
It's the chick.
Her voice
really
is like butter.
Yeah, it's the chick. is that girl. It's that one, and she's like, hey, and everybody's like, from New York, is like, she's amazing, and I'm like, I don't get it, and she's like, weird looking.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. Yes, thank you. What? You got it on totally she's weird looking. You got that on she's weird looking. She's weird looking.
I just remembered Matt, and I'm like,
Streisand.
He likes Barbara Streisand.
Right. That one. My mother-in-law loves Streisand. She does. Ugh, this is killing me, man.
If you would have let it play longer, I would have gotten
Well, let... You know, if you guess the age, we'll move on and turn off the music.
Okay, 77. Oh, wait, no. How old was Shirley MacLaine? 79?
She's got to be a little bit younger. I think she's still in her 70s.
69.
Sure.
70. She'll be. Well, actually, no, she was 70 yesterday.
So close.
Dang it.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Sorry there, Mitch.
Why?
Because I brought up Shirley MacLaine in her 70s, and you're like, oh, 70s. So, I helped you. I helped you.
All right. From Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Gosh.
And Talk Radio.
Dave Foley.
Eric Bogosian.
No idea who that is.
Yeah, that's why I went right to it.
Okay, good.
Just throw out an
age. 43? No, he played the little kid. He was 9.
37.
I threw you way off. He's like 64.
He's actually 60.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just trying to throw him off.
And
yeah,
let
I wasn't
me see.
Listening.
Well, this one should be really easy for you guys, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think it'd be really easy for you guys.
Okay.
We've got to get one.
I know.
Let's collaborate.
First American Idol winner,
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, pretty much. That's right. It's Kelly's birthday.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly, how old is Kelly today?
Dude, come on, bro. What? Let's say... Bob in my head.
20.
Isn't this pink?
No. She's not 20. She was 19 when she won.
Ooh. Okay, let's help each other. Come on.
She was 19 when she won.
That was what, 2002?
That was like 2000.
No.
One or two. Was it
no,
two?
No. Yeah, because American Idol's not that old. I thought it was 2002.
Guess
so she's in her 30s?
31.
30? 29, 30?
Know,
okay, so what are you going to say?
29.
31.
She was 19 when she won?
Yeah.
So she's
going to say 20. I'm going to say 29. I'm just going to go 29.
So I'm going to say, should I say 31 or 30?
I don't know. I don't want you to get it wrong and it be my fault. I want you to make your own educated guess.
I'm going
to
say 31.
Kelly's 31 today.
Yes! Oh, love this music. The sweet sound of victory in my ears.
I was just trying to get slower.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
Whatever.
Okay, from Blood Diamond.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
Are you going to be okay?
Is it?
She actually has a picture of Leo on her cell phone.
And Amistad.
Dude, he's got the really weird name, Jumanji.
Django.
Very good.
Jamie Foxx.
No, it's like...
Jimon Honsu.
Boom!
The D is silent.
He was in Gladiator.
Yeah.
He's like the rad part in Gladiator.
I think he was in Hidalgo, too.
Gosh, he's such a rad dude.
Was he in Hidalgo?
I think so.
Do me a favor, Steven, and don't mention any Leo movies unless it's him.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Because now she's just sidetracked.
Gatsby.
Dude.
Leo.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire.
She seriously, her background on her phone is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Only 19-year-old Leo, don't worry.
How old is he? Dude,
I don't know.
Dude, he's been in some good movies.
42.
42? He does have great skin.
What the heck?
I'm going to say 40, 46. Nah, that's old.
Are you sure? What if you're right?
46.
He's 49.
Ah!
Okay, we only have one more.
Oh, no.
You need one. I'm going to help you.
But this is the inanimate object.
That means
what?
Does that mean I won?
No. Yeah, that means
you want me to say what happened and you guess what year it happened?
But it
yes.
Okay.
Baseball.
Yes.
All right. Here's what happened.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, James Bond?
No, no,
Paul
no.
McCartney?
No, listen.
James Bond.
Paul McCartney announced that there was no truth to the widespread rumor
that he died.
That he was dead.
Oh, remember that?
No.
Did you know that there's a conspiracy theory and people still believe that the real Paul McCartney did die?
Yeah.
I was watching this thing and it was
people
like...
People are crazy.
Yeah, people believe some really weird stuff.
They also believe a lot of crazy things about Yoko and John.
Okay, wait. You're named after a Beatles song.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I know any of this.
Hey, Michelle. What year did this happen?
Come on. I don't even super like the Beatles.
Was it in the 1900s or
the 2000s? I'm okay with the Beatles, but I'm not a Beatles fan per se.
But do you know?
This is all you...
Was I alive?
I doubt it.
1976 is my guess.
76?
Yeah, because
I thought the Beatles were like... Okay, wait.
People still love
Elvis Presley's first single,
I know, they're
Hound Dog, 1954, I believe.
The Beatles have been around for a very long time.
That was the 50s when Elvis was out.
Yes.
Was Elvis out when the Beatles were out?
He was before, wasn't he? So.
Yeah, he was before.
And Mitch, just so you know, 76, I think, was the year that... Silly Love Songs took the number one song as a solo project.
Yeah, exactly.
For Paul McCartney.
And Paul McCartney, I thought, no. Elvis died the year I was born. Never mind. John Lennon died in
80.
80?
It wasn't 80 or 81.
So I have to be like 60s. What did you say?
76.
No, dude. 1962.
Okay, 1963.
1969.
No!
All right, here it is. Wait for it. To live and let die. Yeah. And the best Bonds song.
Ooh, that's a bold statement there.
See, here's the thing. By my guess, 1976, I was technically closer than you were.
Oh, my gosh. Are you really going to do that to me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I guess we lose today a lot. A lot. But
yeah.
That's okay.
No, you won because you got one right.
Oh, I did get one right. I wasn't gonna hang that over your head, though.
Let's see, what else?
But I guess I will now. So...
Today is Administrative Professionals Day. It's also Pigs in a Blanket Day.
What?
Yes.
Let's go get us some of them pigs in a blanket.
We are at 4,001 Osuna Road.
We have interns. They have cars.
Of course, have cars.
Am I the only one who doesn't like pigs in a blanket?
Ooh. Are you crazy?
Oh, come on.
Are you crazy?
Like wait.
Have you even had them?
Can we modify the pigs in a blanket and put bacon wrapped in that?
Yes.
Because then I agree with you, because I'm not a sausage guy. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't like sausage. Is that why you don't like pigs in a blanket?
Sausage. Keep saying sausage.
What if we got like 4 strips of bacon and rolled that up in a pancake?
My mouth is watering.
How about like 7?
7 strips of
bacon.
7
strips of bacon.
7
like
strips
doubled
of bacon.
Over.
Doubled, yeah.
But you have to make sure they're cooked.
Can we put butter on it and then like syrup on top? Or maybe on the inside, let it soak through.
So did we end the like $1.50 thing this morning?
Got $20 in my pocket.
Yeah. I want to celebrate the fact that we actually made it a little less than 24 hours living on $1.50. So let's splurge.
I think you're the only one who actually like even had to deal with it.
Yeah.
I just went home and I went to sleep.
Yeah,
so I didn't
even like kind of spend anything.
Okay. All right.
There was no temptation to spend any money.
I tried to like
back
up
to
the environment and do good things.
Back to more important things.
Yeah.
It's pigs in a blanket day.
All right. How are we going to celebrate that?
Eat pigs in a blanket.
Yes, let's do so, except considerably better bacon than sausage.
Ooh, and we can get back to this, but just so you know, Michael Bay has apologized for...
I want to talk about that coming up.
A certain movie
that he
made.
This is going to be a big topic for me today. I really want to talk about this. So, yeah.
Michael Bay apologizing for movies that he makes?
Yeah. No, not
what?
Movies. One specifically. We're going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about you. What you need to apologize for. And you can do so today. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What?
I was going to say other people that should be apologizing for dumb movies they've made.
Like Dumb and Dumber?
No, that was a...
What was it? Dumber and Dumber?
Dumber, the second one,
the
for
second
sure.
One?
Yeah.
Never even saw it. Because, I want to apologize for whoever thought that was a good idea.
My dad knew the year. 1969,
did?
Yes.
Why didn't you look at your phone?
I'm sorry, I'm not a cheater.
Oh, man. Wise. All right.
Anyway, sorry.
Coming right back. Civil Twilight for you. And we'll talk about Michael Bay and his big, bad apology. I wonder how the actors in the movie feel about this.
Terrible.
It's going to be interesting.
Awful.
Speaking of Ben Affleck.
Aww.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Some interesting news.
Yes, Michael Bay has went on record.
Unreal, dude. Of course, Michael Bay, probably best known for, I would say, Transformers.
You think?
He is the dude that single-handedly brought to life my childhood, and then in turn, well... Never mind. I was Man, the second one was so bad.
Okay, I thought all of them were bad except for what was happening. Like, the actual transforming part was awesome, but the dialogue, I'm like, really?
You thought they were all bad?
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
No.
I did.
They weren't all bad. They were like pseudo...
This is Optimus Prime.
Come on, there was some cool stuff.
The dialogue.
The first one was pretty rad.
Terrible.
You're terrible.
Whatever. My favorite part about the first one was like, oh, that's New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool. So, Michael Bay went on record and apologized for a film he's made, but it wasn't Transformers 2, which,
and it wasn't Battleship either.
He didn't do Battleship.
Who did Battleship?
It just looks like he did Battleship.
No way! No way!
He really didn't do Battleship.
Who did Battleship?
I don't know, but they obviously were a huge fan
of Michael
Bay. I'm looking
it up right now. Battleship. Director.
Oh.
Peter Berg, you are deceiving. Don't... Oh my gosh, and a copycat. That looks so much like Michael Bay! I saw that, I'm like, oh, that's Michael Bay, and then I didn't watch any more of the trailer because I didn't want to see it.
Michael Bay has done such films as The Rock, come on.
Yeah.
The Rock, mm-hmm. And Bad Boys.
Did he do Bad Boys?
Yeah, are you kidding me? He did every movie where it was like, all right, now there was an explosion, you fell down, now you're going to stand up and we're going to pan the camera around you sideways. And at the time, it was like, that was the coolest effect I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, Will Smith.
And then like the seventh time he did it in his movies, I was like, no, okay, yeah, we got it. No, that was really good. We got it. We totally got it. Understand. Yeah, got it. So Michael Bay went on record and apologized. In fact, this movie has one of those scenes where the actor like rises and it's like...
But at
like,
that time, it was okay.
It was totally okay.
Freaks! I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
What up?
Hey.
Yo.
What's up?
Check it
out.
Right?
On.
Wow.
Zers.
You.
Rock!
Stop.
It.
Right.
Now.
I.
Am not.
Oops. Kidding.
Around.
With.
You.
Why are you doing this?
To me.
Stop it.
Right now.
I'm serious.
Lee.
Going to have to fire you. Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
It's pretty good.
It was.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Some come wind there. Love those guys.
Keep those guys in your mind.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you why, but don't forget the band Come Wind.
Yes. I'm a fan.
Me too.
They do good work, that band.
You know what the new word is? You know how like we've been through words like hipster and emo and gothic and, I don't know, classy. The new word? Vibey. They are vibey.
Vibey is not a new word.
Well, the new, like, cool word right now. Vibes.
That's
vibey.
Vibey is not a new word.
Yeah. Okay, it's the word
like
that's cool
car
right now.
It's called a vibe.
Okay. I'm sorry I wasn't born 60 years ago.
No, a vibe so is like a new car.
Okay. It's new.
Yeah.
New word.
Vibey?
Vibey.
Like, everybody says vibey?
Yeah.
I've said that
Check
for
out
years.
The hashtag vibey on Instagram. Oh,
no,
my gosh.
Speaking of Instagram, get to Instagram.com/MyStaticRadio. You can follow us there.
You can like us. Follow us. You can like our pictures. You can also see how Steve-O and I totally tied yesterday at bowling. And Celeste.
I like how that is the photo that you chose to put up.
Oh, what other photo could I choose from? I just didn't have any other great choices.
Terrible round. You didn't put up the game where you scored a 94. Which is still a pretty good score.
Not really. I didn't break 100 once.
And I scored a 175, almost doubling your score.
Whatever.
To be honest, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but if it weren't for my 3 strikes in the last frame. What now? What now?
That's pretty good.
I felt so victorious those 3 strikes happened.
If only you could put that together over the course of an entire round.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, where was I the rest of the game?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
It's pretty good. You seriously were like screaming and doing cartwheels.
I didn't do cartwheels.
First strike ever!
It wasn't ever. First strike since, like, second grade. I'm not going to lie. Since, like, second grade, that was my first strike. Jeez. Like, legitimate strike. Because for some reason, they had us on some, like, curve where it's like if you didn't get all of the pins down, if you got all of them down except for one,
they gave you a strike.
It was weird, right?
It was weird, yeah.
So my first actual strike was yesterday and my very last bowling frame.
Right there.
Yes, anyway, that's not what we're talking
about. Good job, you. Prom's coming up this Friday, 7 p.m. Follow us on Instagram. We've been giving away tickets. Your chance to get a pair of tickets to prom.
And get all the information, mystaticradio.com.
That's right. You should get your tickets now if you're planning on coming because they're going to be more expensive at the door.
Which is great for us, not for you.
That's fantastic for us because we're listener supported. This money does go 100% to help out this ministry. So if you wait until the door, that's great for us because it's going to cost more. But it's not great for you, especially if you're planning on going to, like, dinner and you got to get a dress and all that crazy. Just get your tickets to prom.
Yeah,
get your tickets to prom.
Guess what I'm doing today?
What?
Prom dress shopping.
There you go.
Yes.
Wait. It's Wednesday.
I know.
You haven't gotten your dress for prom?
No.
Prom is in 2 days.
Here's the thing. I was like, I'll just wear one from high school. But I've worn all of them.
Oh, and you like donuts. So they probably don't.
Yeah. So I have a donut.
Which, by the way, thanks to Bill Peterson for rocking those donuts this
morning.
I'm
so
losing
good.
My mind. I've only had four, so
really?
I've got to get back out there.
When you say four, you mean you've had four.
I really have had four. They, like, melt in your mouth. There's nothing I can do. They just keep melting.
And
I'm like, whoa, what's happening?
Not in your hands.
So I keep trying to just get more.
Yeah.
I'm going for a sixer. I think I'm going to...
Oh my gosh, you're gonna be my limit today. You're so sick. You're going to be in a sugar coma.
So, there you
Movies
go.
That we... That need to be apologized for.
Yeah, Michael Bay went on record this week and apologized for the film Armageddon, saying, hey, my bad.
We shouldn't have made that.
We didn't really have a whole lot of time to put this together. We had 16 weeks. I really would have liked to have redone the third act, but this is where it's at. So I'm sorry it was terrible. And we're thinking, what? Not Transformers 2? Are you kidding me? All right.
Okay.
He's actually getting ready to do the Ninja Turtles movie. So I'm sure there will be another forthcoming apology for that.
Yeah, that actually somebody did say that he should probably apologize for even trying to remake TMNT.
Oh, gosh. I hope it's not awful. I really hope.
You know, I'm already mad at the cast, which I know Eye Candy, Megan Fox, is in it.
Yep.
But here's the thing. She's not a good actress.
Which is hilarious because there was that big old argument between those two for Transformers. And then he's like, oh, man, it was awful. I'll never work with you again. So I'm doing this movie called Ninja Turtles.
And you'd be great as April.
Right.
Actually, I don't know. Is she playing April?
I don't know. But the fact that you knew that there was a girl in Ninja Turtles named April gives you cool points.
Thank you. Here's the thing.
What's her last name?
May?
April.
O'Neal!
Yes!
April O'Neal!
There you go. Wow. How did you get that?
No, fantastic. I remember now.
It's pretty good. All right, movies that need to apologize to you for wasting your time.
Joel Schumacher Mocker needs to apologize for what he did to Batman.
Yep. He took over after the second Batman. It was Batman, and then... what was it called? Batman Returns, right? Whatever it was called.
Oh, was he? Okay.
That one to me, actually, I wasn't a big fan of.
Nah.
That. And then Batman Forever, right?
Yes.
That was the one with Jim Carrey.
Oh, that
he
was...
did that one, and then he did Batman and Robin with George Clooney.
Yeah.
And Alicia Silverstone Batgirl. Which is funny, because
really
I know a lot of people who actually thought Batman Forever was pretty great.
Mm. I don't know which one I grew up with. I can't remember any of them, what they're called. Mine was I remember the front of the VHS is black, and then it's just in yellow.
Was the original. That was Batman.
Oh, okay.
That was
that's
with
the
Jack
one,
Nicholson.
That's
Michael
the one
Keaton. That's Tim Burton.
Okay. That's the one
he
I grew up with and watched.
He does not apologize for that.
All the time.
Okay, that's good.
TG says Twilight. He says Isaiah 28:8, still a better love story than Twilight.
Nice.
What is 28:8? I don't know. I'll find out. JD says, Street Fighter, the only way it can be redeemed is by turning it into an MST3K episode. What is that? Monster's Story, The King.
Movie Science Theater 3000.
Movie Science. Is that it?
Yes.
Oh.
Movie Science Theater
3000? Yeah, I know what that is. I know what that is. I just didn't know what...
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What movie needs to apologize to you?
Jed says Lion King 2. Coworker.
Oh, dude.
Right? Just keep it Lion King 1. You know what?
Okay.
I still cry at Mufasa. No. I still cry every time.
Thank you. All right. Josiah says The Last Airbender.
You know what? I agree. That movie was lame.
I got to be honest. I've never, ever seen the cartoon. So
okay.
I took my kids to the movie and was like, that was pretty good.
No, it was.
We enjoyed it. I don't know.
M. Night kind of messed that one up. I love Avatar. I don't know why it just happened.
I do too. The blue guys? Oh, man. Love Avatar.
Not that one.
Oh, sorry. It confused me because they're ripping off each other's names.
The Last Airbender, which was...
Static!
Good morning.
Morning!
I just wanted to weigh in from what everyone's been saying.
Right on.
Sky High was really good.
It was. It was fantastic.
I think the problem with the Narnia movies is who plays the White Witch. It's not the whole Susan kissing wavy hair guy thing. I mean, if
see,
you
I
seen...
thought she was one of the few good parts. I liked the White Witch.
She was good.
She was scary.
Creepy.
But if you ever see the British ones from the 80s with Angelica Houston as the White Witch...
Oh, that's true. That's very, very... Touché. Good job.
But what I want to say, the movies that need to apologize to me is both of the Expendables movies.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I still have not seen them.
Here's the funny thing. I don't own them. I haven't seen them either, but for Christmas, which I still have not given this present to my dad, I got him both of the Expendable movies, thinking that he'll love it. I haven't seen him in such a long time.
Wow.
But, hey, Dad, I got you the Expendables for Christmas. Hope you haven't gotten them at any time recently.
See, and I haven't seen them, and everybody keeps telling me that I need to see them because they're like boy movies.
I have them, so.
They're like action movies. Can I borrow them before you give them to your dad
sure,
as a present?
Sure, of course.
Great, thanks.
Well, I
think there's...
You might be okay movies. With the first one.
Uh-huh.
I pretty much live with three guys. I have my brother staying with us, and then I always feed my husband's best friend who lives two blocks away.
Okay.
So I am surrounded by guys, and they all made me sit through the first one several times, but the second one was bad enough that even they turned it off halfway through.
Wow.
So here's what you need to do. I'm going to give you a list. You just start writing these down. A Walk to Remember.
Oh, I love that
message
movie.
Message in a Bottle.
I'm gonna cry just thinking about it.
The Notebook.
Ryan,
you go get all of those and you make them watch them since they made you watch the Expendables movies.
Oh, but no.
Gotta get a little.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's a
great
one.
Rom-com.
Yeah. The Notebook.
The Notebook. Oh, gosh.
Half the dudes I know are like, oh, I'm a man. I love the Expendables. Notebook? That was a good one. I'm telling you, bro. The Notebook. You can't go wrong. Because then you'll get your, like, girl movie fix, and the guys will not feel less manly for actually liking The Notebook. I'm trying to help
like
you.
Sounds like a good plan. I'll be working
go.
On it.
All right. There you go. All right. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Oh, good, good.
Fantastic. Got my coffee, got my donuts. What more do I need, really?
I'm jealous.
He's a cop.
Wish I could drive to Sopo's and get me a coffee. But
there you go.
Oh.
So listen, you guys are talking about these bad movies. Can I flip the script on you guys a little bit?
Oh,
I watched the movie last night with my kids. And my kids are older. My youngest is 19.
Okay.
My oldest is 23. So we watched Django.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
The D is silent.
Yeah, Django.
Yeah, they referenced that in the movie.
Oh.
I didn't see it, actually.
So, Tarantino movie, I knew going in what to expect.
Right, like every other word's the F word. There's going to be a lot of blood.
Yeah, well, there was some F-bombs, but I think they used the N-word a lot more than the S-word.
Yes,
they
did.
That's actually what I heard, too.
Yeah,
so it's
about slavery, and so my kids were, you know, asking, you know, was that really
historical.
Kind of going on back then? I'm like, well, yeah, that's going on, but it's also a Tarantino movie, so there's a twist.
Of course.
Yeah, and I just thought maybe I'd get your guys' reaction to that, if you guys had seen it or not.
I haven't seen it.
Maybe a good topic for shock therapy today.
There you go. All right.
On those types of movies.
Mm-hmm. All right, those types of movies. All right.
Thank you.
Great question. I will definitely, because I know, Nate, we're fans of movies. We love pop culture. We love movies. So, absolutely, we'll bring that up.
And it has just a lot of great actors. I mean, Jamie Foxx and
Sam Jackson, Christoph Waltz.
Yeah.
Right. Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Haven't seen it. Have not seen it. So.
Be warned. It's Tarantino.
So. Yeah, that's why I haven't seen it.
It was between, a few nights ago, it was between Django and Argo, and we chose Argo.
Ah.
So.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Whew. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
However, that is the next movie on my list. Maybe. I guess we'll see.
See, it's tough, especially now, like, Brody's in the house. We got a little dude.
You should be more worried about your 9 and 7-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. We won't, even though, like, you know, we have a bigger house now and they don't necessarily hear the TV. It's just a matter of, I don't know.
You think
if you're watching something that if the kids came down, you had to change it or pause it or
should like, you be watching it in the first place?
Right, man. Maybe we'll talk about that today on Shock Therapy Live. Because yeah, I've kind of had a change of heart on that. Because we used to just 9, 10 o'clock. It's like, all right, time for Dexter. All right, they're asleep. All right, are you sure they're asleep? All right, okay, Dexter. You know,
I kind of had a interesting.
Yeah, Static.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Do you know what I think Disney shouldn't do?
What?
Finding Dory.
No, I think they should not ruin Star Wars.
Are you afraid that they will?
Yeah.
You're afraid Disney's going to take it over?
Yeah, because they made all those superhero franchises, and they better not make Star Wars one of those.
They didn't ruin any of the superhero franchises. I thought they were doing a pretty good job. Did you see the trailer for Thor 2? Are you kidding me?
Okay, that looks cool.
It's on our Facebook page, by the way. Yeah. Facebook.com/myself.
And I don't have live streaming TV at my house.
Oh, okay. But you've seen all those, like, Iron Man and Thor?
They're doing better now.
I think they're doing a good
movies.
Job.
However, a few years ago, Spider-Man.
Netflix and stuff and YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I really don't want Disney to ruin Star Wars.
Okay.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I see what you did
you
there.
You might be...
Was
that a line?
It's in every single Star Wars movie.
That was funny.
Yeah.
You know what? Good. He gets nerd points for that from you.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah.
There's an accident, I-40 East at 12th Street, exit 157 again. There's always an accident there. That intersection definitely sucks. There is another accident, University at Lomas. Your usual construction, uncertain at I-40. Looks like it's pretty backed up going west there. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. An interesting question brought up about film.
Yeah. No, that's a good question.
Django Unchained, which I haven't seen yet. But it's not out of like a, I refuse to see it. I just haven't had the time.
Yeah, because it looks like a good movie.
A lot of people recommend that movie to me, actually.
And I heard it was really difficult to watch because they did use the N-word quite often. And that's hard for me to hear. Like,
right.
That's always been a difficult word. I can't even say it like you know, that word. I can't even...
That, you know, the word.
Like, even if it's like, no one's going to be offended if you say it right now.
42 recently in theaters. Number one movie in America a couple weeks ago. You know, that word in that film well, obviously.
More historically probably
accurate.
Probably
more accurate than Django, because I hear, you know, like...
It's Tarantino.
Exactly. He likes twist history, so...
Yeah.
I can't say that I've seen it, but I will definitely bring that up for Shock Therapy Live. Coming up at 9 o'clock, if you'd like to get a question in, you can email us studio@mystaticradio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.